This is a city that hasn't let any grass grow under its feet. I've got the mayor with me right now, Roger Ness. Roger, good to have you on News and Views.
Well, glad to be here.
Whose idea was the new town center?
Basically, the town center, or just the new...
Just the whole new, like, shopping... I mean, that is gorgeous.
That is the work of our local banker, Jim Jurgensen. He came up with the idea. We had a fire several years ago on the west side, took a couple buildings out, and then we had some older buildings there. So nothing was being done. You know, no one would come in and rent the new buildings and nothing.
Until everything got cleaned up.
Absolutely. So he came in, purchased the whole block, tore it down, and built a whole new complex there. And it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's really, it's done well for us. All of a sudden, we're going to have a furniture store coming in. The drugstore is there. We have another coffee shop coming in. There's an exercise center. And, there's a clothing store for women and children, and there's a laundromat and offices. So it really, it made that whole side very useful, and it really looks great.
I can tell you this. There's things in Kenmare that, being as close to Minot as you are, you wouldn't assume would be in Kenmare.
Yes.
There really is. How do you pull that off?
And we make sure we have all of our medical facilities. We have a chiropractor, an optometrist, a dentist. So we make sure all our older people get their services, and an excellent drugstore. So for pharmacists, we got a good clinic, and a hospital for a swing bed. So yeah, we have the services. We make sure all the older people have all these in the soul.
But also there's a pride. When you drive through, and I did that, you know, you're driving around in a 38-foot motorhome with signs all over it. You're about as easy to spot as you could possibly believe. But I still wanted to see it. So I was driving all around town yesterday, and people keep up their yards.
Oh, yeah.
You can see they take pride in it.
They take pride, you know. And then we do have, you know, several eating spots, or, you know, more than one, so we have quite a few choices for eating. We have two grocery stores still for a town our size.
Yeah, I know. How many people live in Kenmare?
Well, right, last census said about 1,100, but we all think that there's closer to 1,300.
Okay.
Because in the last 2 years, we've had over 40, just about 40 rental units. We did 212 plexes, 3-4 plexes. There's been 24 houses in the last 3 years built here. So we feel it's, you know, more toward the 1,300.
How does this play out for you? Because Kenmare is really on the edge of this, you know, Williston Basin Bakken play. And how does it play out? Do you get your share of what the state kind of doles out for something like this?
Well, there again, we're in Ward County. And Ward County right now isn't considered an oil producing county like the rest of them are to the west.
But you're producing oil.
We're producing oil. It's right out here 15 miles away or 10 miles. There's Bakken wells out here that are producing. We have all the traffic through town, but we receive very little in oil tax money. Last year we received about $2,400 for the whole year.
$2,400,
you know. So that's really, you know, we have a town right up northwest of us here that receives $30,000 to $50,000 a month because they're in an oil producing county. And that imaginary land or line right out here of probably 10 miles away, it really makes a difference for us.
Well, and I can see that your town is gearing up for what's really going to hit you. You're putting in new water. You're putting in new sewer. You're putting in, I saw the apartment, you know, units you had on the south end of town. I mean, it's clear that the public that you serve as mayor knows they're about to be, I think, inundated is a fair word with the industry.
And we always sat back and said, wow, it's kind of nice to be on the edge because we had time. We did a growth study. We were able to put a comprehensive plan together where we wanted things. We weren't inundated right away with a huge population increase. We were able to redo our zoning and a lot of things. We were able to do a lot of planning ahead of this. So that helped. But we also see the traffic is unbelievable. And so right now, the main road through town is a county road also, and it's a city street. So we're working with Ward County and redoing that whole 1 mile stretch through town. And it's a joint effort between Ward County and Kenmare. City of Kenmore. We are in charge of the urbanization, which means curb, gutter, lighting sidewalks, and Ward County is actually doing the road, just like they would do any rural road. So, you know, it helps us to be able to afford a decent road, but it's very costly. I mean, and then we decided also that we're doing it, let's do it right, so we're going to put cement all the way through town, a whole mile of cement. So we had to pay half of that cost, too. So right there, that project is, we're looking at probably about a $1.3 million for our city costs. And then we just did downtown around the square, being we have that new plaza there. We decided to do the whole downtown square with new curb, lighting, sewer. So we're getting hit there, too. But we feel now is the time to do it, you know. So we want to make the city, you know, full bore ahead, and we want to make sure that it looks good and it's very, you know.
It's like you learned the lessons of what Watford City had to go through.
That's exactly.
A town similar to your size, that the town is reinventing itself and, and reinvesting in itself, and but yet they had it all in their backyard before they knew what to do with it.
Yes.
What do you hope, Roger Ness is our guest, he's the mayor of Kenmare, what do you hope this next legislative session does?
Well, there again, it's going to have to come up with more money for our infrastructure, because that's where our real needs are. We can do these other things and try to get people to town, but there again, it's still, the fact is, we need infrastructure. Right now, we're working on our lagoon. That's another project we have going. We were able to get secure money through an energy impact grant, and that was 2 years ago. We've got the plans all drew up and everything for this. Last night, we opened the bids, and they came in at $400,000 more than our estimates. So now all of a sudden we're, what do we do now? Now we got to come up with $400,000. That's where, you know, we're hoping there's money through some governor's fund or something that we can use, because there's no way we can, you know, we can't go broke. I mean, we're trying to go as, you know, hard as we can and make it as nice as we can, but we can't go broke either.
Last night when I got a chance to meet with you for a little bit, that the boys that you were having supper with were the engineering firm. How do they go about even knowing what the bids are going to, I think about engineers all the time, and here at Upper Sirius, their engineering firm is one I'm really familiar with, A2S. And I don't know how they estimate costs anymore in a market like this up in northwestern North Dakota.
Well, you can't, I don't think. That's the trouble, because every time we come in with a bid, it's usually at least 25% more than what you bid or the estimate.
Remember years ago when it always used to be the bid would come in way under?
Absolutely.
We'd all high five and award the contract and get out of there. And now it's like, oh, you're sitting there praying the night before.
And you don't even, you know, the construction crews, you know, this year they're back, you know, they're stuck in the mud. A lot of them are. We had a lot of other projects in town here that we can't even get construction crews to come in. They're just stuck where they're at. And so, yeah, it's a way different ballgame than what it used to be.
Well, tonight the eyes of the oil patch are going to be on Kenmare. I will tell you this. Have you ever been to one of the Cook Fests yet?
No, and I'm looking forward
hungry.
To it.
Go hungry.
I've been practicing 60-some years for this day. This is one of my – this is like Christmas to me.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And I tell you, they put on a heck of a good party.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks for being such a good host. Thanks for coming
on
here with us.